Mitch Marsh coming home too, just by the way, for Australian cricket fans.
Yeah. It's the second time in a few years now where he's injured himself in the IPL and he's now completely removed from that tournament. It's an ankle problem. He's having to come back home. So hopefully that doesn't affect too much the build-up to the Australian international season, because, you know, he's back in the frame again, particularly in short-form cricket.
Well, the Australian international season is going to be interesting because it follows the Australian domestic season to a degree as well. And I want to find out how Marcus Harris is going in his preparations for Victoria in the Shield under a new coach, of course. He's been good enough to join us, the opening batsman. Marcus, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
How would you go knowing there were 200 million people watching you perform, Marcus, if you knew that?
Well, they're not in the stadium, so it'd be all right, I reckon, but... I think that many people probably watch it anyway, just from what I could gather when we played against India last time, the amount of feedback you get. So, they obviously love their cricket, the Indian community, and I think it's great, like Whitey said, just to have some sport on the TV. It obviously shows that people are interested and wanted to watch it.
What ratio, Marcus, of the feedback would be positive versus negative just from those 200 million people that were watching you?
Probably 80-20 for negative.
Is that
right?
But it's all pretty,
I think if you take it to heart, you're probably in the wrong case, but it's all pretty funny. If you read through some of the stuff, it's pretty good.
So what happens in that situation, Marcus? Like, if you get your Twitter account or whatever it is you've got, does your phone just start just pinging, just non-stop? Or, how do you sort of combat that, or how do you embrace it, or do you just ignore it? What do you do in that situation?
Yeah, well, my Instagram's the biggest one that gets bombarded by it. Obviously, cricket's obviously so big in the subcontinent, so they love it. So I reckon even now, with not even playing, you still get like 50 or 60 people following you each day and messaging you and stuff like that. But I just turn off all the notifications so it doesn't light my phone up all the time. But I know it's happened a few times where they love messaging my partner Kat. I tagged a guy, Lockie, that makes the bats at Kookaburra and something the other day, and he said, "Oh, can you turn it off? I don't want all the people messaging me and stuff like that." So it's just little things like that some people don't really like, but yeah, it's just part and parcel of it.
Righto, that's an interesting insight into the world of the international cricketer. How's your pre-season been? How's your preparation been for the Shield, Marcus? So we've obviously got a new coach. I'm sure he's going gangbusters, Chris Rogers, but how have you found him and the start of the preparation?
Yeah, we've been pretty fortunate, actually, with the situation of everyone's in Victoria. It's been pretty crap, so we've been lucky to have exemptions the whole time since June. I think we probably had 3 or 4 days where we couldn't train, but we've made the most of what we could. We pretty much split the group in two groups of about 10 or 12 and went about trying to do it as normal a pre-season as we could. It obviously gets pretty tiresome when all you do is go into the ground and, have a hit or do some gym and run and then go home, but it's better than sitting at home, so... Normally you'd have a camp or a away trip, something to look forward to through the pre-season, which we haven't had, but credit to our coaches and staff at Cricket Victoria, we've been able to train, so it's been good. And yeah, like you said, Bucky only came in 2 weeks ago, but it's been good to finally have, a head coach, and luckily enough with having the Junction Oval, we had a few centre wickets last week and we got another 3-day game next week before we head off.
Right, so are you working with Buck? I mean, I've left-hand opening batsman, pretty handy player, and sort of blossomed in the back end of his career too. You're a bit earlier than that. You're a bit more precocious than that. But how much time are you spending with him trying to tap into his experience and his value to you as a batsman?
Yeah, I spent a bit of time with him. Bucky was coached a few of the Aussie A games last year, so I had spent a bit of time with him. So I've hit a few balls with him since he's come in. I've hit a few balls with Andre Borovic as well, who's one of our assistant coaches. So I'm just happy to have someone wang some balls at me. And I had the discussion with Buck when he came in. I sort of said, I'm happy to take feedback on board and Whatever you think might help me, I'm happy to, you know, at least have a crack at, see if it works or not. But and he understands, you know, people don't want to make huge changes close to the season, but I think if you can make a few little tweaks here and there, it can be good.
So I've got two questions about that. Firstly, you've had so much sort of additional time in the nets because, as you said, of the circumstances. Have you tried to change anything technically? Have you sort of tinkered at all, or have you tried to stay true with what you've had the whole way through?
Pretty similar, Whitey. I just tried to. I've sort of felt like the last 18 months that my backlift hasn't been as straight as what I'd like it. So I've just tried to straighten that up a little bit and just get my alignment a bit better. I felt like in England that was one of the things that I struggled with a little bit in the test series. So it was sort of hard coming out of that test series back into the home summer straight away. Well, this time 12 months ago, you don't really get any time to work on it. So you sort of try and do a little bit on the run when you're playing, but there's not too much you can do. So that's what's been good about having this time now, just pretty much 6 months at home, is just you can tweak a few little things and you've got plenty of time to sort of try and get it to work. So that's what's been good. So it's always, the thing is, it's always, things can be work well in nets, but it's actually a matter of being able to do it in the middle. So that's what's been good, to be able to have these centre wickets and a three-day game coming up next week.
Yeah, because I think the other part of the question I had for you is, it's interesting with Andrew McDonald as coach, he kind of let you do your thing and backed you in, and sort of that uncomplicated approach kind of worked for you. They really backed you in to play on instinct. Chris is more the sort of the master technician and all that sort of thing. Have you had a chat to him about what he expects from you, or what the specific role that he will have with you is, or will that just evolve naturally over time? Because obviously he does know your game.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things. We've had the discussion, and I think it's more, it's one of those things that evolves naturally. I think I really thrived in the environment that Ronnie created.
Yeah, yeah.
But in the same breath, I would ask Ronnie or Lockie for advice as well. So I said to Buck, I'm happy to take on advice, but I sort of want it to be a thing that's naturally done, not sort of a forced thing. So that's what's been really good. I've been happy to go up to Buck and ask for some advice, and we've been working on some stuff, which has been really good. So I know sometimes there's coaches that come in, they're like a bull in a china shop, and they try to change everything for everyone. It can be really unsettling, but Buck's been good so far. So, yeah, it's sort of a bit of a mixture of the both. I like being pretty uncomplicated, but then when there's areas to work on, it's good to be able to work on that as well.
You talk about the different atmosphere. It can be a bit of a blow-up when someone comes in all guns blazing. But when you lose so much experience too, you've lost a few key players, some veterans of the team are now no longer part of the squad. How does that affect the dynamic of the group?
Well, it's definitely younger. I think we're outnumbered now. So I think, so obviously to lose Sids and Trem is going to be a big... I'm not sure. I think you can call it a hole in our team. They're obviously our two most experienced bowlers, and probably the two, obviously with Scotty Boland and Johnny Holland, but the two, you know, mainstays of the side for the last few years. So it's going to be a challenge, but with that challenge is going to come a great opportunity for a couple of young blokes. I know Will Sutherland's done really well over the last sort of 18 months, and I feel like he'll continue to grow, but there's going to be a great opportunity there for another seamer, you know, to get a crack. So it's going to be interesting to see how we go. I know, you know, going to Adelaide, and we're pretty much playing, I think our first game might be a couple of days out of being locked in a hotel room for 2 weeks. That'll be interesting to see how that goes. But there's going to be opportunities for guys this season, which is good. And I think the core of our top six and seven is probably going to be pretty similar to what it's been. So that's probably going to be, we're going to have to pull a bit of weight to understand that, you know, if there's some young blokes coming inside, it's not an easy game to work out straight away, but I think our batting's going to be pretty strong.
Yeah, well, it might need to be if you're sort of covering for some inexperienced bowlers as well through the journey. And just on Adelaide, is it, am I right in saying you play 4 Shield games in 5 weeks as part of that first batch of the Sheffield Shield season? Is that what happens?
I'm not sure. It hasn't been, I'm not sure it's fully kicked off yet by the government, but from what I know, and this is probably 98% right, is that I think with our quarantine rules for Victoria, we won't play till round two of the Shield competition, just because we have to quarantine once we get over there, whereas the other states don't. But so I think the other states will play four games, and I think at this stage we'll probably play three. There's talk of maybe four, but I think that depends on quarantine and stuff like that.
Okay. All right. So and have you got your head around what that's going to look like from a team perspective? And we've talked obviously about hub life through all the football codes this year, but have you got your head around that happening? You get your head around that, a squad being together for that period of time and playing games really quickly back-to-back?
Yeah, to be fair, it's not like I understand. Footies, obviously, those blokes are only ever away for a day or two, so that can be a bit of a challenge for them. But us being away for 4 or 5 weeks is nothing too dissimilar. Normally, at the start of the season, we were away for 3 weeks to play a one-day tournament. So, I think being away for a month or two is going to be fine. I think it'll... And from what I can gather, the once we get into the hub after quarantine, the rules are going to be okay. So it's not going to be like a full strict lockdown sort of thing. So I think we'll be able to live a semi-normal life compared to what we've been in Victoria on house arrest. So I think it'll be pretty... I think the boys are sort of looking forward again to Adelaide. And from what I can gather, it'll be probably 5 or 6 day breaks between the games. So it'll be okay.
You get good batting wickets as well, so you'll be happy with that. Hey, Marcus, before we let you go, we've got to ask you, how's the dog going? You've been in the lockdown with all of us. You're relatively new to the dog scene. How's it all played out?
I think the dogs are the happiest animals of anyone, with people being locked at home all the time. I reckon he's dropped 2 or 3 kilos because he goes for a walk every day. So probably he's in career best nick, so... But everyone says something wrong going, so he's going good.
Well, that's great news for the dog. And a lot of dogs out there, you're spot on. They're the happiest things on the planet at the moment. Looking forward to seeing a big year from the Vics in the Shield. Marcus, looking forward to seeing a big year from you as well. We wish you the best of luck in the preparations for it. And I'm sure we'll chat through the journey as well. Go well.
No worries. Thank you, boys.